So we have the experts now who have been doing this for a long time, and they have set an incredible record for a great pace. So I'd like to introduce you to two very special people. They're from Florida. They have more energy together than most people will have in a lifetime. They are head coaches to their teams, and they also help support corporate with new ideas and willingness to take it to the limit on every special and promotion that we come up with. So please welcome our Double Diamond, Steve and Gina Merritt. Welcome.
Thank you. And you know what? We are head coaches. And today we are going to say, let's step up the pace.
So how are you guys doing during this lockdown? I know that you've got family around and grandkids, but how are you doing everything?
Well, you know, we're excited to be setting the pace with our team and our leaders, with all our virtual meetings that are going on, but we're also having a blast with our family. We've got our 8-month-old grandson. His name is Ruck Wild, if you can imagine. Ruck Wild Rutledge. And my daughter, who's a 2-time world champion wakeboarder, said, hey, we're going to get him on the water here at 8 months. I told him, you know, he can't even walk, but we've raised, you know, we've set the pace with our family, not only our business, but our family. And my daughter said, hey, he's not too young. We're going to put him on the water. So we had him out on doing some dry land training on the grass, and we got to see a little video here, and we took him to the water. So we've been having a great time keeping that competitive mindset all areas of our life. So take a look at this video.
Ooh, you're having so much fun! Or are we having more fun? Doing a turn! Woo, speed up! Woo!
It's true. At every generation, they do things earlier and earlier and earlier. Because how old were you, Steve, when you started wakeboarding?
I was young, you know, like 4 years old, not 8 months. I mean, he can't even walk yet. And, you know, my daughter's pushing the limit. But all of our kids learn when they're around 4 years old. And it's important, just like training your new distributors. We're going to talk about setting the pace with the newest people today. To get them started properly in the right way, and having the right, like you said, the head coach. Because if you don't have the right coach and the right people have done it before you, you can be going off in the wrong direction. So this is a really important topic, setting the pace.
That's right. And so how do you set the pace and keep the pace going through these uncertain times, especially as the world opens up to this new kind of normal?
Well, first of all, we're excited about this incredible Diamond Vision promotion that allows 10 levels.
Yes.
For, you know, there's not anyone that's left out. Everyone can participate. So I want you to really get your head around that. Even if you've been in the business and you want to decide now, you can really capitalize, even if you're the newest person. So it's the best cash promotion that we've experienced since we've been in part of Jeunesse. It's, you know, Jeunesse really understands what the distributors need, at what point they need them. And right now they need to be able to earn some extra cash for their household. So they pull out all the stops at all times, Jeunesse does. We really appreciate Wendy and Randy and Scott, and as well as Lucy and Dennis here and the team that put this all together for us. But the question now is, what are you going to do in the next 30 days to capitalize on this promotion?
That's so true. So how are you communicating this promotion, and how are you just doing your day-to-day daily business to get this out?
Because you guys have
global, right?
We're just having a blast. We've been doing lots of Zooms, lots of webinars, yeah. Interviews, calls, and you can see them all over the world there.
Yeah.
People are looking, and we're so excited because we love our products. We know they're the best products, and we have hope for people. People that are going through uncertain times with their career, their jobs, or maybe they even like are at home with their family and they say, whoa, this is pretty cool. I like being home with my family. So we have a way to help them. We are so excited. As you can see in that video, the excitement of us going, come on, woohoo! You know, how are you cheering on your team? Because you could see that little baby Ruck is 8 months old, but he was just so excited because we were excited.
You know, enthusiasm goes so far. You know, if you've got that excitement, enthusiasm, and a lot of times you think you have to have that in person, but you know what? From the time we started all the way till just 2 days ago when Gina was prospecting people in person, because now we're coming out of this lockdown and people are out and about, but over the phone, over a FaceTime call with people, they can feel and see belief in your eyes and hear the energy and the passion in your heart. So, you know, you're not held back by no means. We've had some of the fastest growth, record numbers of new diamonds broke over the last 2 months in Jeunesse. So it's a perfect timing to take advantage of what's happening with our company and this business model.
And so if you were to give a little bit of advice, because we have so many new people that get on this webinar and they watch it for the first time, and a lot of new people have joined because of Diamond Vision as well. So people who are brand new, just getting their business off the ground, or having a bit of a hard time getting their business to get going again, do you have some quick advice that you can share with those people?
Well, first of all, I think that enthusiasm, excitement is so contagious. Mm-hmm. And right now, through what people are going through, it could be good, it could be bad, they could be not sure where they're going. But excitement and enthusiasm, it's contagious for people. And so we had some little umbrella thatches redone in the backyard, and the guy was out there and he goes, "You are home all the time, but one thing I like about you is you're always happy, you're always excited." He said, "I need some of that. I'm looking to retire and I can't believe, are you doing the same business that you've been doing?" I said, "Absolutely." He says, "Well, you know what? I'm tired of coming here. I've been here 3 times and I got to get going. I'm getting ready to move to LA and retire, and I need something like what you have." And I said, "Yes, you do." And so it's exciting, you know, simple as that. You have hope to offer people. I would say if you're struggling personally with how to get started, first of all, you got to set some goals. Steve is so good at helping people set goals. And sometimes you think, turn off the news and maybe start reading some books to start helping you get a little bit motivated. Because if you have gifts that are inside of you that we need to stir them up and share them with others, because you will meet, I promise you, a Steve and Gina Merritt that are praying and hoping for something because they want to have more family time. You know, we're the perfect example of setting the pace because we did homeschool our 4 kids. So some people are saying, "Oh, we can't wait for school to start." We were like, we loved our kids at home. And we did challenge our kids, just like we challenge our team. You know, it's time. It's time for everybody to step up the pace, run for the money, run like you've never run. Because this is like, it's there for you at the finish line of the run, Lucy. So we have to get there. We're going to lock arms together and get everybody there. This is just an amazing, amazing bonus that they have thrown in there for us, that we must give it all we've got, and we can do it.
So what is it that you can do for the next 30 days to set the pace for your team and capitalize on this incredible promotion? Start by looking for the newest distributor that just got in your business. I mean, that's where the excitement is. They're bubbling with energy, and they want this to work for them. Get down there in the bottom. Even though if you might not have personally sponsored them, you want to go down there and help at the bottom of that tree, help them go executive. Servant leadership is what we teach. You know, go down there and show them how to do it. Don't tell them what to do. And once they get that bit of belief and that excitement because they got their first bonus as an executive, then you can help them go Jade. Then you can help them go Pearl and start moving through the ranks. And guess what? Because they're down at the bottom of your organization, everybody above them sees their excitement, sees that they got a bonus, and now they want to start running, and you're going to have even the bigger pins being broken because they're higher up in the organization. So I encourage you to do that. And then decide today, what are 3 things that you can do tomorrow to move your business forward, closer to your dream, closer to the goals that you've got set for your family? And if you start with just 3 things, especially like what Lucy said, if you haven't been accomplishing or doing the things that you want, 3 things is doable. No matter how busy you are in life, we were, when we first got started, we're talking to the new people, I had two jobs. Gina was a flight attendant raising four kids. So do three things and make them the income generating activities, which is contacting, reaching out to people, sharing the opportunity, and enrolling and following up. Give me an example. Contact someone that just enrolled in your business. Could be one thing you wrote down. Okay, so maybe just whoever their name is, Bob, he just got started. Reach out to them tomorrow and sit down with them. Tell them about the Diamond Vision promo. Don't assume that they know about the promotion because you don't know what their upline or their sponsor told them. Our sponsor didn't even know how to sign us up, so he definitely wouldn't have known about a promotion. Our upline had to tell us. So make sure you tell them and then get together with them. Whether you do it via a call, whether you do it in person, now that we can break out, you can easily meet one-on-one. Whether you do it a FaceTime is another way to meet with them and help them, let them know what we're going to do and start helping them move through these ranks that you got. Right, you could write down, I'm going to sponsor a new personal person. There's nothing like putting a new personal in your own business because everyone's watching you. Like Gina, we sponsored a new personal over the weekend. So everyone is watching us and now they're like, oh my God.
Cheeky guy.
You know, we got to go sponsor a new personal. So set the pace by letting the people watch you because that is a very important thing in being a pace setter is the speed of the group always is the speed of the leader. So whatever you're doing, they're going to be implementing and following.
That's right. Just like that lady that was doing the incredible job swimming in the pool, she inspired me to do more as well.
Yeah.
So I hope that people are looking at you guys, and you have done nothing but a consistent pace since the day you joined Jeunesse. And so we are so grateful for your energy and for your consistency. And I know that your teams are doing amazingly well. I can already see how many people have won Diamond Vision bonuses. So I hope they keep going. Maybe they can get a higher one. And
Hey, with $20,000 on the line, this is a very exciting promotion.
Woo!
And we really are excited to be part of this call with you, Dennis and Lucy. Appreciate you both.
Thank you guys so much. Can't wait to see you in person. Give you a big virtual hug there.